We have with us today Greg Petty. And Greg, we spoke to you before the last state election and you talked about your candidacy. But we also have a very welcome guest who we haven't had on air before, which is a bit unusual because we should have had him on air before. And that's Ray Robinson. How are you, Ray?
I'm well, thanks, Paul.
That's
good
great.
To be here.
And Ray's a very reluctant interviewee, of course, but we explained to Ray that we don't interview people here. We just have a conversation. We have interviewed a few people, but we won't be interviewing Ray because we'll just be talking today about Greg and the team that Greg is part of in the upcoming local council elections for Wollongong. Is that right, Greg?
Yes, Paul. Thank you very much for the invitation to attend again. I sincerely appreciate it.
No, it's quite rare for us. Most of the people we get on air are evading us and they don't want to talk. Anyway, that's not true. But anyway, it's great to have you back. Now, Greg, just to catch up from where we finished off last time, you're from Helensburgh, of course, and you've been very active up there in the community in the past.
I've been doing a lot of things in the community,
yep.
And it's very rewarding.
Yeah, and you're being very modest. You've actually led a campaign up there or been part of the leadership of the community up there in a campaign to protect the environment and to protect the Helensburgh area. Greg, you did very well in the state election and you certainly exceeded the expectations of many people.
I certainly did, Paul,
yep.
And the milestone was 4%.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7.9% of the primary vote, over 3,500 votes,
yep.
And we weren't redistributed before the seat was allocated, yep. And it was almost 9%, so
you
very
did
pleased.
I'd have to say that you did as well as the Greens, which I'd have to say is a fantastic effort, given that they've got enormous resources, and you ran a genuine grassroots campaign.
Very independent campaign.
Yep.
The message that resonated, and that I'm very appreciative of, was I had John Hatton's support. And without John's support and John's endorsement, which really went to my character,
yep.
And a lot of people saw what I was trying to achieve, which was to be independent and to represent them.
And I've got to declare an interest here myself, Greg. I didn't change my residential address with the Electoral Commission. So when I turned up at Port Kembla to cast my vote, they informed me I wasn't on the roll, which shocked me. But I found out I was still on the roll, actually up in your seat, up in the seat of Heathcote, and I voted for you, so I have to declare that.
Well, I hope you haven't changed your address since the last election, Paul. No,
well, I will be, I can assure you, Greg. I will be voting in the Port Kembla area, but I have to declare that because it's not honest if I go on and don't tell people that actually voted for you in the last election. So it was a pretty easy vote up there to vote for you too, I would have thought. So you actually got a vote from Port Kembla, which may surprise you, Greg.
What was surprising was I had my issues,
yep.
And not everyone agreed with me.
Mm.
But what really resonated with the community was the fact that I was out to represent everyone in the community,
yep.
And I was listening and talking. And people locally were able to establish that they would have someone representing them,
yep.
In Macquarie Street.
Well, I have to say, I voted for you because you're honest and because I thought that you would be the very rare politician in Macquarie Street, someone who was honest and would stand up for the community. So, quite apart from your policies, I voted for you primarily because of your character.
Well, I don't actually see myself as a politician. I see myself as representing the community.
Yep, which made you a very unusual candidate. A lot of them were running for the superannuation fund. Anyway, now, we've spoken about a number of those issues last time, Greg, which had to do with the state election. Of course, you have declared, and I read this, that you would be running in the local government elections in September for the Lord Mayoral's position. Now, I don't know whether that was an accurate position, but we have with us Ray, and before we actually find out from you what you're doing and whether you are running with the team and so on and so forth, Ray, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, I've known Ray for a little while, and I'd have to introduce Ray by saying that Ray is a community activist and was involved in the anti-corruption campaign in the days when it wasn't popular, if I can put it that way. And it started out as a fairly hardy band of determined people and became a very much bigger movement. But Ray, just tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing and how you got involved in the community, particularly on the issue of corruption.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, I've been a Corrimal boy, born and bred for many a year.
We won't hold that against
and, you. And yes, but nonetheless, it's been a interesting journey with respect to the corruption that hit Wollongong. And basically, that was when I decided to sort of become more proactive. And as you know, I sort of prefer the term advocate rather than activist, and for the community. And like Greg, I am what I call myself as a political agnostic, and so we believe in the community very much so. And so in the intervening years, while all the councillors have been asleep and the politicians have been asleep, we have been actively involved in helping the people of this Wollongong area, and myself with respect to the northern area, because that's where I live, and indeed we've helped a lot of people get their issues to the council and resolve them.
Now, it's going to be a big job, obviously, and this is not a situation where people can just say, I'd like to have a run for council, because I think it'd be an interesting task. It's going to be a tough job for people to do this, and Ray is far too modest in what he just said. I've been involved with Ray in an organisation, and which was initially Wollongong Against Corruption. I have to say, Ray is an absolutely superb conciliator, and I know professionally that's your task as well. But in the stresses and strains that occur inevitably and naturally in those sort of organisations, Ray was a voice of sanity, calmness, rationality.
You're so kind.
No. I am not Ray, because some of us were not any of those things, right? And there's a bit of a self-criticism there as well. But you seriously were. And for those people who may not know Ray personally or know of him directly, I can assure you that he would be an outstanding conciliator and a person who brings people together, basically, and in stressful situations. So, Ray, it's good to have you in here.
Thanks, Paul.
We probably will have an argument over the microphone later on, but we're going to hear from Greg in terms of what Greg thinks is really needed in Wollongong, and also hopefully from you too, Ray. Now, Greg, there's been enough tension created by this hiatus in the interview. You're running, but you're also running with a team, is that right?
I'm going to run with a team in Ward 1.
And that team has been selected or pre-selected?
The team has been selected. I've invited people.
Okay, great. And can you now tell us who'll be running with Greg Petty in the upcoming council elections?
In Ward 1,
yes,
we're asking people to vote above the line.
Uh-huh.
It'll be 1, Greg Petty.
Yep.
2, Ray Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
3, Karen Dinsdale.
Right.
4, Tony Stoddart.
Tony as well. That's great. All right, I know 3 of those people. That doesn't mean anything that I don't know.
Three are all business people.
Yep.
They're all independent.
Yep.
2 from the north of the electorate.
Uh-huh.
2 from the south of the electorate.
And most importantly, all honest. Certainly true of Tony and Ray.
It's a great privilege to represent people of such fine character.
That's a solid team. So you're only running in Ward 1, which is the northern ward, is that right?
We're running in Ward 1.
Yep.
I'm supporting a candidate in Ward 2.
And do you want to tell us who that is?
Sharon Cousins.
Uh-huh. I know Sharon too. That's another excellent choice. And you'll be running as for the Lord Mayoral position, is that right, Greg?
I'm running as Lord Mayor.
Yep.
I feel there's been an appalling lack of transparency and decision-making in council.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's community independence in there that listen to the community, we'll be driven by 3 levels of council that are all party political.
Mm. And, of course, Wollongong has had this terrible problem of being in the grip of party politics. Now, you're clearly an independent and you don't have any party political ties. There are some independent groups, and if we weren't on radio, I would have had quotation marks around that. But these are people who clearly do have party political affiliations, but are running under the independent banner. But you are a genuine independent. Is that what you're saying?
I'm a genuine independent. Yep. I come back to what John Hatton stood for, yep. independence in decision-making.
Yep.
And I've never been a member of a political party,
mm-hmm.
never made a donation to a political party, mm. and I'm not going to accept political donations in this campaign.
Yep. And but I have to say, we have to declare this. Greg, of course, was a very generous donor of this program and did make a very welcome donation, and we do appreciate that, so we better declare that too. I've already declared my support for you, so we're not pulling any punches there. Now, in terms of the policies, you're talking about processes in terms of transparency and community being the basis on which decisions are being made. What sort of policies are you looking at for this council?
Policies is an interesting question,
mm-hmm.
and I know everyone is out there pushing, but I refer everyone to the position of mayor and councillor and their responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
and it's defined in a publication called Becoming a Councillor 2011,
mm.
and the role of the mayor is exercise urgent policy making decisions of the governing body in the council between meetings of the council, mm. exercise such other functions as the council determines, preside at meetings of the council, carry out civic and ceremonial duties.
Mm.
So that's the role of the mayor.
Mm.
So I see it interesting on one side that everyone's telling us what they're going to do,
mm.
but they should look at what the responsibilities of the job are.
Yep.
Now, this comes back to my company secretary background,
mm.
that it's all about making decisions that are independent based on evidence that are transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And under that role, I'm the only candidate, I believe, with the necessary background and professional qualifications that meet that role.
Hmm. There is another one, because Rod Oxley, who does have some background in managerial, but he would be disqualified on the grounds of character in terms of being a serious candidate. So that's an interesting approach, because it seems that some people think that a mayor actually runs the council, in the sense that the Lord Mayor will set the policies and will determine, basically, a bit like a party does or a Prime Minister does. But you're saying that the role of a Lord Mayor is much more as a representative and as a facilitator and as someone who is actually to listen rather than to tell people what to do.
In the Mercury, I've said today, one of my three policies is to listen.
Mm.
And what I said earlier in the day, not everyone agrees with me when I ran at the state election.
Mm.
Not everyone agrees with me within the town of Ellensburg.
Mm.
But I'm there listening,
mm.
and I will be transparent.
Mm. And, of course, I'd have to say, too, that the electorate is extremely, and for good reason, distrustful, and some are even cynical now, of people who want to run for the council because of the experiences that they've had. Do you think there's going to be a period whereby you have to prove yourself to the people, and it's not just an issue of saying, well, I got 15% of the vote, therefore I'm Lord Mayor? How do you see practically you implementing that trust and that transparency? How would that be done from the Lord Mayor's position? How do you see that?
In business, I learnt one of the first things you do in a new business is you convene meetings at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You soon find out who your executive staff are serious.
Mm. You're talking here of the managers who work in Wollongong Council?
Of the level managers, yep. Yes.
Okay. Mm.
So they'd be on notice that they're about to start work.
Mm. Mm. Okay. So you'll be demanding of the managers, the people who have to report to you, in fact, that they have a level of commitment that's commensurate with yours.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm head of the ship.
Yep. Now, there was another candidate who said something quite extraordinary, that his take on the ICAC inquiry was that the Lord Mayor should stay out of, virtually should stay out of the management of council. You clearly have a quite different approach, that it's more almost like the CEO, or it's almost like the chairman of a company. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? In terms of your relationship to the middle management or the senior management?
I come back to my qualifications as a company secretary. Mm. It's all about managing meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to so many meetings where the chairman doesn't know the law and procedure of meetings.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And clearly in the past in this council, the meetings have not been chaired properly.
Mm.
Everyone deserves a voice.
Yep.
And that hasn't happened.
Can I put a theoretical question to you? You see, from your experience, you see a senior manager who's clearly either not performing or is not being honest or is not being open in terms of their area of responsibility. What would you do in those circumstances?
There's a position in the mail room for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that would start at the general manager down. Anyone that's not performing would be demoted to the mail room.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be fearful of the fact that there could be a campaign against you from senior management, bearing in mind, of course, that senior management had a very powerful position in the previous council where Rod Oxley had delegated authority. In other words, the councillors handed over the democratic decision-making process to Oxley. And would you see something like that happening under your administration?
I'm there to represent the people.
Yep.
The employees of council are there to carry out the work function.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a matter of turning upside down management.
Mm.
We're there for the residents and ratepayers.
Mm. So, and again, in contrast to previous Lord Mayors, you wouldn't see yourself as part of the management. You'd see yourself as representing the community with the management.
I would be elected to represent the community.
Because I think one of the issues, a really big issue with Campbell in particular when he was Lord Mayor, is he basically melded into the administration. In other words, he saw himself as another manager. And you have to ask the question what Dave Campbell was doing as Lord Mayor, because he was basically shadowing Rod Oxley.
Clearly he didn't come within the guidelines set out by the Act.
No, that's right. I think that's a pretty good comment there. I think he wouldn't.
And I think the community is about to judge the party influence of the previous administrations.
Yeah. That's right. In terms of the previous maladministration in the council, and that's not being defamatory of anyone. There's been clear findings from even Cripps that the previous council was a council of maladministration and of corruption. Now, some of us believe that there's a lot of unfinished business in terms of what happened in the past. And in terms of criminal actions in maladministration, there's no statute of limitations. There's no moving on. What happened still has to be cleared up. What's your view in terms of a Royal Commission being established into political corruption in Wollongong?
I was on public record during the state election campaign that I would call for a Royal Commission into the state Labor government. I would have no hesitation in calling for a Royal Commission into the previous Wollongong City Council government, including the period of the administrators.
Okay. We're talking with Greg Petty, who is a declared candidate in the upcoming Wollongong City Council elections. This is Vox FM 106.9. Right, and of course that was Johnny Cash. Now, Greg, you're a Johnny Cash fan, which would be another reason to vote for Greg.
My prowess on the dance floor as a rock and roll dancer and a square dancer are well known. So, yes, I love country and western.
So we'll have a dancing Lord Mayor as well. Now, which is very important, I would add, because I don't believe that Alex Darling was much of a dancer. He danced around the issues, but not on the dance floor.
Well, we've all been
terrible,
making...
Terrible, terrible thing.
We've all been making confessions. My wife actually leads and I follow. So
but... That's not a confession, Greg. That's perhaps something in your favour as a man who's willing to be led by a woman. Now, we've been talking with, and we are talking with, Greg Petty and Ray Robinson, who are running for Wollongong City Council, serious candidates with important things to say. Ray and Greg, you both had experience of going into the Wollongong Council meetings and seeing developer representatives giving presentations before the council, and then we'd see 5 minutes being given to the community to express their point of view. How do you see those sort of things being handled with Greg Petty as Lord Mayor and Ray Robinson representing Ward 1? How do you see that sort of stuff? You were involved in it, weren't you? On a number of occasions.
If I'm elected, there'll be no predetermined outcomes.
Yeah, because, Ray, you were sitting in the gallery sometimes and you saw these things happening. A bit of theatre that was being run by the Oxley administration to give the appearance that the community was being listened to.
At this point in time, as I understand it, is that the community need to be involved with any proposal or project in development in particular prior to it being put out for exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the input to save the developer money and to indeed improve the efficiency and the equity of the outcomes is that the people need a voice prior to the developer spending all that money. And so, as I understand it, that's the way to go, to get the people in at the grassroots, that something will be developed in their area alongside their neighbours as a something that they understand and approve, not fighting a rearguard action, which indeed, what's the word, disenfranchises them.
Yeah, and it's an insult to their intelligence and indeed. The way in which they were treated. So I'm not saying that that all of the councillors were in that position in the previous council, of course, but the way in which it was run by Oxley and was just outrageous. Before you go, Greg, one final message. What do you want to say to the people listening in terms of your candidacy?
To the people of Wollongong, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. And in a very short, simple message, I think you've said something very profound. Ray, what do you want to finish up on? Last, final message. We'll have you back before the ballot, but if you'd like to say something before we finish up.
I love the concept, and I'm putting it to the people out there, that indeed independence and integrity means a lot. And to me, and I believe to you, the ratepayer and the resident, that you will get a fair deal because you are being listened to and being honoured and lifted up.
And that's spoken by two people who've been tested in the campaigns in the last couple of years.
Look forward to meeting everyone, 9:30 a.m. this Tuesday morning, the kiosk, Stanhill Park.
Great.